It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members.
KJ,
yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. He's from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team. You know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer, that's a fact. Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike,
and this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Alright, man. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. You know what it is by now. I've got energy in the room, man. I'm one of your co-hosts. I'm Michael Akadiri. And to my left, I've got...
I can't even do it after that, man.
What? The energy. Keep up the energy, man.
Nah, that was...
That was what? What was it?
We got energy going. We got what is that? Energy right now.
Right now.
He's being a bad beat.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Like Sexy Red, man. Hey.
Dude, I've never heard any of her stuff.
I don't know what Sexy Red is.
Ski.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, come on. We're losing recipes.
How old are you?
31. We're losing recipes. Come on, man.
Anyway, don't know. Kazee Jamal in the place, a.k.a. Thomas Skengley, a.k.a. Big Up on My Peaky Bamba Carts, a.k.a. coming from Big Heath. You don't know.
And you asked me how old I am. That's crazy. And to the left.
Darren Griffiths.
Hey, man, what were you eating when you got here, Darren? Tell the people then, man.
You're a snitch.
Nothing, bruv.
What do you mean, nothing? You were consuming.
No, let's
you were consuming some poultry.
Let's just do the pods.
Wow.
I didn't see anything.
Happy Black History Month.
Hey, yeah, I know. That's how you marked it. Hey, big up Black History. Free. Okay, we're doing free advertising. Okay, that's fine.
We've been doing free episodes.
No. We're not putting the drip right in the front.
Well, this, I don't know how black this is. This is. It's made in the Netherlands.
This is brand new.
Oh, wow.
Same as Supermalt as well, Netherlands.
Seriously? Yeah, the so Dutch be doing us. Who owns Supermalt? What brand?
Some Dutch thing.
Hey, man, this is what happened.
Actually, no, Supermalt's Danish.
Supermalt's
Danish, actually.
Supermalt's
Danish, that's Dutch.
You know way too much about Supermalt.
So I like to think I'm supporting black businesses that I do my research like that, eh?
But a lot of the time, that's the thing. Like, you know, when it's like, oh, let me support something. When you do your research, it will mess up your brain. Yeah. It will mess up.
I don't know about mess up your brain.
No,
I'm just kind of like...
It leaves you conflicted. It depends how much you want to support something.
I'm going to have a wink now. You know them ones like, oh, all right. And then I move
so on. For you, that it's unfortunate.
I just open a new tab and be like, tits.
You're an easy man. Life. Have you seen that like Homer Simpson meme where it's like inside Homer's brain and it's just like,
please don't compare me to Homer Simpson.
Well, I'm not saying you are Homer. Of course, you got loads of different qualities. He's got three kids. You got one. So there are differences there.
Two.
Who's yeah, it's true.
I'm meant to be friends. Wow.
No, that's true, it's true. But I'm kind of biological, but you know, it doesn't matter now.
I mean, you've been in the pod long enough.
No, I know about your stepdaughter.
Wow.
That just reaffirms that Mike hates black women.
We're calling that 9-year-old a woman. Are we doing that?
Don't try and justify
yourself. No, are we doing that? No, we're doing that. Are we calling 9-year-old a woman?
Okay, you hate black females.
That's not true.
why did you ignore her existence?
I didn't disown her, to be honest. I was going off biology, but that's not right.
She's biologically black.
Yep.
I wasn't his God. Kids I didn't say biological black kids.
In a corner.
No, I'm getting that corner. I'm doing a
look how high your hands are.
Happy Black History Month.
Yeah, happy Black History Month.
Hey, big up, man.
And happy Black History Month to my kids as well. I see you.
But I bet you better see them.
Don't try and reverse.
No, you better see them. Better look after. Hey, shout out all the black people worldwide, man. You know, worldwide. The diaspora, man.
Is that your PR apology note? Shout out all the black people worldwide.
Worldwide.
Sorry for what I said.
Yeah, shout out. Right, it reminds me of, do you know when Rick Ross said something abhorrent?
Shout out to the pairs.
Shout out to all the pairs.
I think that was part of the apology, but he said abhorrent in a lyric.
Oh, he said then put a pill on their drink and she don't even know it.
Yeah, so that was abhorrent. And then he was like, hashtag Reebok. Or something like that. He basically started doing advertising in his apology. Boss. You didn't see it?
That was a cool story, man.
All right, say no more. Say no more. I forgot this guy's Mr. Storyteller. We have to make sure.
Nah, it's not even that. Nah,
but anyways.
Lister's question.
let's get to Lister's question.
Wait, are we doing that first? Because I have something to get off my chest.
All right, man. Yeah, let's do all that. Right, yeah. Man. But hey, listener, hold on. The father of two's got something to say.
What? Dude? Oh wow.
What? Are you a father of two?
Yes, man. Anyway, you're a doctor, right?
Yeah.
And you worked for the NHS, correct?
100%, man. Big up the NHS every time.
And I'm not going to bait up with the spots that you worked at, but I know where they are, correct?
Yeah. You should do.
Fuck them places.
Damn.
Fuck them places.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Why? I'm not saying fuck the people in them.
Okay.
But fuck those places.
Just the building?
No. And the people that run the building.
Why? Right.
I was there for 12 hours.
12?
What, of your kids?
Nah.
Something happened to you?
Nah. Grandparent.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
12 hours, fam.
Serious? That's crazy.
The whole time I was there.
Yeah.
They didn't have one, so I had to go to an alternative. But I flooded the Costa with money.
Oh, you're spending money?
I flooded it. Not because I needed caffeine.
Yeah.
But I want Costa to do well. I want Pret to do well. Yeah? For wasting my time, I need to make Pret. I need to make Pret big business.
Big business. So Pret are eating good.
Pret, yeah. Well, there was no Pret.
So you had to go to Costa.
I had to go to Costa.
So you went to their op.
Anyone would do. As long as he wasn't putting money into the NHS.
Damn, but they still got your tax though. That's crazy.
Nah, they don't.
Oh, snap.
No, not. Anyway, let me not get in any more trouble than I already am. Yeah. What's going on, Mike? Sort it out, please.
Boy, you have to ask Steve Barclay, man. Is that the new guy? That's the health secretary.
Just give them billions of pounds.
Who's they?
The government.
They take our money. The bloody health budget is 120 billion or something ridiculous.
So
like
why
that.
Am I there for 12 hours, blood, and you got 120 billion?
Inefficient use of funds.
VAR. Nothing to do with parenting. So, Lester's question. Let's get into this.
Let's get into this. And you know what? When I saw this question, listener, I thought, know what? This may be written by my wife. I low-key, it felt too close to home. Too close to home. It's about stay-at-home parents. And I'm big up the stay-at-home family community. I see you, brothers. We're linking up. We've got a support group coming soon.
The most stay-at-home parents are women.
No, stay at home fathers, we're a minority group. Let's not gloss over this. Stay at home fathers are a minority group.
Yep.
And we're under siege. And we need to stick together. So
who are you under siege by?
Society. They look down on stay at home fathers. They think we don't know what we're doing. Well, have you experienced it?
No, I'm not stay at home.
Yeah, exactly. Father. So we're minorities. You're never taking my concern seriously. This is how disenfranchised we are. And we're having a support group to meet up and obviously discuss our feelings.
You go to a lot of groups.
What?
You go to a lot of groups.
You got to understand.
A lot of time as a stay-at-home parent. Okay.
This is the problem, society. You guys don't respect the endeavours of stay-at-home fathers. For some reason, we're the butt of jokes. You know what I'm saying? We're the butt of ridicule. We're working hard to provide the platform so our partners can go and make the money. That's what we're trying to do here. But you've got members of society like these two
be judging us because they...
These two what?
Individuals.
Men.
Miscreants, whatever you want to call it. Judging us because we're trying to brand a
platform. What you said was facts. You got a lot of time.
No.
To go to groups.
Okay, all right, all right. Okay, all right, all right, all right.
You think this is Facebook?
All right, okay, all right. All right, there's a lot of ridicule going on.
No, it's not.
No, no,
no, it's just facts. It's not, Fendi not facts.
So, no, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like what you guys are saying. This is a window into how society treats stay-at-home fathers.
But make sure we need
more respect.
What? I want to know if the listener is a woman or a man.
They didn't say. This is a very well-written piece because you didn't specify gender once. I don't know if it's a father or a mother. So it's well-written. Essentially, this listener has said that they don't feel their partner, who's a stay-at-home parent, is doing enough around the house. They say they come home and the dishwasher's full. The wash has not been put out. There is still vacuuming needs to be done. The bathroom is dirty, it's stinky, there are stains. They're not washing anything. They come home, they see their partner scrolling, triple screen. I didn't even know this thing, triple screen. TV, laptop, phone, just TikToking, scrolling, not doing anything. Things that when the partner left at 8 a.m., they come back at 5 p.m., nothing has changed. And they're wondering what they're doing at home. What's your contribution? They're basically asking, what are you bringing to the table? And this table is a family table.
How many kids do they have? Did they listen, I'm trying to read through it.
They didn't specify.
Just says kids. It says kids. It's kids, so more than one.
Plural. So more than one.
So it's not about you.
Nah, it's not about me. It's not about me. So I low-key, I thought it could be. I was a bit worried, but nah, it's not about
me.
So
is that something that is a reflection of you? You don't do much?
No.
Or you feel like...
Oh, no, no, in terms of like, not doing much. Sometimes I'll come home and it'll be like, my missus will come home, sorry, and there'll be some place at the side.
You got confused there.
Yeah, I forgot.
Because it's meant to be you that's at work.
Okay, all right. Let's break this down. What do you mean I'm meant to be at work? Let's break this down. What do you mean I'm meant to be at work? What does that mean?
Tell your story.
I've never seen you just tripping.
What do you mean? What do you mean I'm meant to be at work?
Nothing, man. Continue.
No, it's something. It's something. That's something. See that society? You see that?
What's the problem, Mike? You're not getting enough MBs.
I need some MBs. I need some MBs. I need several MBs, actually. Anyways. She will come home, see some place on the side, and she'll be like, "What's this doing here? What have you been doing all day?" I said, "Okay, hold on. I've spent since 6 a.m., since this boy got up, I've been running around chasing him around for near 10, 11 hours. Do you think I left the place there because I had nothing else I had to do? You know what I mean? It'll be stuff like that." So that's why I thought that could have fueled all of this. But I don't triple screen. So
what does your day look like as a stay-at-home parent? Because I guess we're on the other side of it.
Yeah. This is my platform.
You got represent for stay-at-home parents.
Absolutely, we're a disenfranchised group.
Which I think is good for the pod, because otherwise it'd just be three guys at work. Go, what do they do? So yeah. You're a stay-at-home parent.
So 6 a.m. So that's the time my missus gets up. So then he's buzzing. What's going on? Why is that activity? So then he. By 7, he's jumping on my head. I'm like, okay, let's go downstairs and then we'll have breakfast. I'll have something. He'll have like a fruit. I'll make him a bottle. He has a bottle. Then we'll probably watch a bit. I'll probably sit him down. He will start watching. He likes Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Right.
So he'll be watching a bit of that. I'll be going, doing my thing. Now I'm doing house stuff.
Right.
You know, kitchen, like emptying the dishwasher, loading any, if there's any plates I've left out, putting them out. Doing a wash, like I do the laundry in the house. I hate seeing the laundry basket full. It racks my brain. Right. So I'm sorting that out. And obviously it's a cycle. Obviously washing machine cycle. Literally, like some. Okay, say what you want to say.
Nah, I've got nothing to say. No, I'm listening.
No, you're not listening. You're sniggering.
What would you call me?
You're sniggering.
I'm listening, bro. Sorry, I apologize. I'm listening. So your laundry basket, you hate seeing the laundry basket.
Yeah, full. Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. It irritates me.
Yeah,
because there's several things that need to happen to empty that. It needs to be put in the wash, then you've got the drying rack, then you've got the clothes that are now dry, then you have to pack them away, and then it's the same thing. I've only got one laundry basket. I mean, so that has to do all these things. Anyways, so laundry needs to be done. Dishwashing needs to be done. And then even, I don't do mad like bathroom cleaning, but it's like on my, then there's the mental to-do list.
The mental load.
The mental load. We need to talk more about the mental load, man.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff like just in your brain. That's why I try to keep these to-do lists. Because it's too much
on
one's brain. People are like, can you do this? Can you do that? Can you do this? Can you do that? Anyways, so that's what I'm trying to do. Like, even now, I've got gardening to do. Front garden, there's weeds that I need to remove. It's been in my to-do list for like 3 weeks now. And now it's like picking a day that's suitable to go. Anyway, that aside, for example, I'll use today. Today, the day of the recording, I take my son swimming. So that means...
Oh, what time?
It's midday. He's got a half an hour session midday, and I need to walk there. Mrs. takes the car to work, so I need to walk in the pram. It takes about.
This guy. What's,
what's funny about the walking?
Nothing, man. Continue. Continue.
Well, why are you laughing?
Don't worry about me, cuz I'm listening.
This is like when I get heckled. So I'll be heckling. Don't worry about the heckler, fam. Do your thing. Do your thing. Don't send the heckler to shop. Do your thing, fam. Don't ignore the heckler, cuz. Anyways.
I'm listening, bro.
Anyway, so it's made that 25 minutes to walk to the swimming joint, isn't it? Yeah. And obviously changed that. He had his swimming lesson. He enjoys it, splashing about. He sleeps, walk back, get back now. Then it's like lunchtime. I've got to fix something for myself to eat. Then he's sleeping. Then he'll wake up. Because now, when I put him in his bed, he don't like being in his bed. Standard sort of baby stuff. But because I have to lower him down,
yeah,
I think he feels the gravity now.
Yeah.
So when he's going down, he's like...
That's a real, like my son's the same thing.
He's like, what?
And he could be floppy asleep in my arms.
Yeah.
On the sofa. Then the moment I try to put him down...
I was like, yo, it's fine.
He's like, you are so tired. Just shut your eyes, please.
Yeah, just fight. Yeah, they're fighting that FOMO. Anyway, so now it's afternoon time. If he's having a nap, if he wakes up, give him a bottle, give him some like porridge or muesli or whatever. And then, again, he's chilling with me. I try to put him down. Sometimes I want to put him down. Watch a bit more TV. He's fighting. Now he just wants to play now. His daddy's here. He wants to play. And I'm thinking, boy, I've got emails to send. Even now, WhatsApp is on my to-do list. I just clearing WhatsApp is even another thing that I've got to do. Anyways, and then what is it? Then he'll probably have another... Depending on what time. If I do his eating right, then he'll have one early, like 7... 11, 3, and then by that time, sometimes if I'm really early, he'll do 6, 10.
Was he naps or?
No, this feeds.
Right.
Now, he probably naps twice during the day, if I'm lucky. Sometimes it's one, if he fights it, but more time, it will be a nap, like maybe about 11, and then another nap, like 2, 3.
Mm.
About 2, 3. And that's for like probably 45 minutes an hour max. He doesn't like, if he's eating for more than an hour, I'm jubilating because for me, I've got some time back, but more time he fights it because he wants to hang about. And then my missus will come home about 5. So that's a.
What life. Job does your missus do?
She's a doctor.
On balance.
Yeah.
What's a more stressful day? That day or a day of doctoring?
Well, to be honest,
it's not a competition. Couples listening, it's not a competition.
No, he presented it like a competition.
So you got to throw in. Just a random job as well to compare. So let's just say, barista at Pret.
Okay, all right. Okay, I knew you were going to end there. So no, I don't know what this fucking campaign for Pret is. They don't know who you are, cuz.
I've never seen you this rattled before.
No, Pret don't know who you are. They don't know you. I'm sure you probably have a loyalty card with them. They stamp it. They still don't know who you are. You're loyal to them. They're not loyal to you, cuz. Stop representing this fucking company. Anyway. You're making a competition. You said
no.
You said comparing who dates harder. Okay, she be at work, you know.
No, you've been a doctor yourself.
Do you know what it's like? When
there are different stresses.
There are different stresses. Anaesthetists are certain type of doctors and they have to look after one patient. Typically, if they put a patient to sleep, they're looking after one patient. For me, I feel like an anaesthetist because I'm looking after one baby. And I got this whole baby. I need to make sure when the day starts, he's alive. And when the day ends, he's alive and well.
So that's an anaesthetist.
So I feel like an anaesthetist. So it's very difficult to differentiate. And the thing is, a patient that's under sleep, they don't move.
Mm.
They stay still. This boy's on the go. Even more dangerous. There's so many pitfalls in the house that he can get himself into while that patient's just asleep. So arguably, it's even harder being a stay-at-home father.
So your missus anaesthetist?
No, she's not. So she's got alive people that are awake. I have to deal with a baby that is mobile.
Do you feel like your missus has a lack of empathy for your day?
Absolutely. I tell her all the time.
Because I have to speak about the other way.
Absolutely. And she'd get to run. She's getting better and more accustomed to understand and stuff. Because you know what it is? I say to her, if you come home and the house is spotless, like it's clean, everything's back where it is, and I've looked after him, that means I've done nothing for myself. When I say nothing for myself, comedy-wise, emails, writing, anything creative, I've not done anything.
Yeah.
If there's a bit of mess, that means that I was able to do some stuff for myself, but it means the house, there's a few house stuff which doesn't get done. Because the house stuff always needs to get done.
Does she see it as, if you leave it, does she see it as you've left it for her?
Yeah, invariably. So let's say she makes food in the evening. If that pot she used to make food is there the following evening when she gets back from work, she's like, I'm a soaker. I don't know about you guys. I like to soak. I'll put something to soak. And then I'll come back to it later. She sees it as, you left that for me. Right. And I'm like, no, I haven't. It's just soaking. But I do make a try now to make a conscious effort. If she's made food the evening before, during the day, because I know it'll be an area of contention for her, I actually try to wash it during the day.
Oh, so she'll make dinner. She'll come home.
Yeah, she makes dinner. She likes doing that.
Yeah, that's a different balance to my house, I guess.
Well, what's the situation in you? Obviously, both you guys are, you know, you guys go out to work. I know, amazing. But, you know, amazing.
I feel like I don't even have to say nothing this episode, bro.
Why?
Because you're just killing me, fam.
Why am I killing you?
You're normally so calm and collected and just, meh, move on to... We found your kryptonite, bruv.
This is like, well,
attacking your manhood.
No, because I already understood being a stay-at-home father was an error. Society doesn't respect stay-at-home fathers. I know that.
Found Mike's insecurity.
What is it?
It's the fact that you don't want to be looked at less than because you're a stay-at-home dad. You want your dues. You want to be respected.
Absolutely.
For the work that you're putting in.
Absolutely. Look, it takes a lot to house.
If I just prod at that,
yeah.
A different mic comes
in it. Because like Mike's ignoring the whole fact that he's got a whole job in the evening.
That's a good question. Because
he's defended his daytime activities, right. But like you got a full job.
Monday to Thursday,
mm-hmm.
Let's say.
Yeah.
There's not really, I mean there is, but it's not like
you got to find them, innit?
Yeah. It's not like a weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
So why don't you just do your shit at 5 p.m. when your missus gets home? Like the working men do.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Let me, obviously,
why did you bring me into this? If this happened, I never said anything.
Because we're jumping in
LA. That was crazy. he said, look,
my hand tried to go that way, but it was like, it came back this way. So.
Okay, all right. Okay. We'll deal with this. You made an assumption in what you said there, because there's comedy work every day of the week. It's more busy on the weekends, I'll give you that granted. But there's still
work. I acknowledged that.
Yeah. No, why did you do the working men just?
I acknowledged that there's work out there Monday to Thursday.
And I could be doing that work.
You could be.
I am.
What? So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Monday is
you're gigging.
No, I don't gig Sunday. Sunday's her day. So that's her day to do her thing. So I attend. I've gigged on Sundays, but I tend not to. I try to avoid it if possible.
Sunday's her day.
Sunday's her day to do her thing.
Right,
okay. No, well, I get a day off too. You know, I get a day off too. Anyway, so Monday is usually pod day. We don't, obviously, when I don't do this pod, I've got a football pod. So I try to leave on Monday. I don't tend to go out. Yeah. Sunday, Monday. Tuesday, now, this is now family. I try to do at least two Tuesdays a month where we kind of make it like date night.
Okay, I like that.
Where we do our thing. Just because, obviously, if I'm always away on the weekend.
You're always just passing ships, innit? If it's just a...
Who pays something?
Me!
I just had to do that one.
Me! Who else gonna
pay? I just had to do that one, sorry, man. And you answered exactly how I wanted you to.
So we'll try it. Because, obviously, as you say, most people do their date nights on the weekend, as understand most folks do, but that's working time for a comic, so it's trying to find a day. I actually prefer it. Obviously, I will say that, but I actually prefer date nights during the week. It's quieter. Prices are still the same.
You end up having someone look after.
Yeah, so
you actually go out.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So that's gone out into Central, gone out to eat or whatever. Okay, nice. So we actually do it, and it's just a lot easier to get about.
Yeah,
because it's not as busy. It's actually in terms of going out.
Yeah, into Central.
So yeah. I'll big up a weekday date, and then typically I try to gig Wednesday to Saturday. Typically, obviously Wednesdays can be hit and miss, but usually Thursday, Friday, Saturday, usually there's actually stuff be going. So that's when, and then obviously Friday's day is usually my day to do my creative stuff, and normally every other week I will be recording the vox popping I do and stuff. So that just takes a day. And stuff like that. And the other day, there is a chance to do stuff.
But it's Friday, your missus is off in the daytime. And
yeah. So we've organised that she has Friday off, so I can do stuff creatively Friday daytime. And then that's what. So she works Monday to Thursday, while Friday is go be creative, go do your thing and stuff like that. Because especially, I feel it would be real tough if I didn't have that Friday.
Yeah, of course.
For me and for her, isn't it? So, you know. So, yeah. What was the question? I forgot now.
I had a question, why didn't you do your stuff at 5 p.m. when she comes home?
So, yeah. So, essentially, I could be out gigging.
You gave us your schedule.
Yeah. So it can be tight. I'd love to be able to just, boom. Like, tomorrow, I'm messing up the people because they know behind the curtain. But on the next Tuesday, let me just say it like that. On the next Tuesday, we may not go out. So we may stay in. We may just chill and have an evening to ourselves. So I may use some of that time to do some creative stuff, you know.
Yeah. Well, I respect it.
Well, at least there's some respect for our stay-at-home fathers. That's it. All I want is respect for stay-at-home fathers. That's all I want.
I don't know how I feel about it at the moment.
Stay-at-home fathers?
Yeah, but what I will tell you is I will give it some good, deep thought on my commute tomorrow morning. Okay?
Okay, why do you think going to work makes you better than a stay-at-home father? I'm curious.
I don't.
Okay, you may not care, but society cares.
I don't care what you do, Mike, but I saw...
The opportunity.
I saw the opportunity, and I took it. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm an asshole, okay? I saw it, I took it. Yeah, don't take it personally. Because no, Darren, I did it to Darren, but he's probably got some Darren Griffiths way to battle me back.
Because the way you're defended being a stay-home dad is like you have got no source of income and you are just at home.
No, but there are stay-home fathers who are bums and I'm protecting them.
In a pin. Wow. No, you're not.
I'm protecting them. I'm protecting them.
Wow.
I'm protecting them. We need to protect them.
You're talking about these stay-at-home dads. How old are your kids? They're like 17 and 15. It's like, go to work, Graham. It's like, God, it's going to be at home for the kids, man. Going to be at home for the kids.
I've got one bridging at work here. I believe he came into work and was like, he wasn't in on a Monday.
Yeah.
Where's my man? Yeah. No, he's not answering his phone, nothing. He comes in on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
We go, where were you yesterday, bro? He goes, childcare. Because, bro, your son's 16, cuz.
Nah, seriously.
That's way worse.
I'm not trying to be a dickhead.
That's who you're protecting.
Yeah, if
I'm your line manager,
yeah.
Instant disciplinary right there. I don't even care. I don't want to hear an explanation. Childcare.
Oh, no.
You better use a better word. You need to say, my son was in hospital and like he was dying. Like, did you say childcare? What do you mean childcare? He's like,
my goodness.
The best part of the story is that when you all rinsed him, being like, what are you talking about? Your son's 16. We talk about childcare.
Yeah.
He got shook and then went and told the boss.
Self-snitched.
Yeah, he self-snitched. I said, it wasn't childcare. I had a heavy weekend and...
Raw, did he feel pressure?
He was so hungover, he forgot how old his kid was. This makes no sense.
Yo, peer pressure is a motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
Peer pressed him into telling the truth. That's crazy.
What was the actual question?
The question, on a serious note, we don't know whether it's a husband at home or wife at home. They're very careful to keep it sort of gender neutral. But essentially, they thought the stay-at-home parents not doing anything at home. They feel basically calling them a bum.
So what do they want? Advice on how to tackle it?
How to approach their partner.
I reckon this is what you do, yeah? It's a bit risky though, because the kid's at home. Like, I knew someone who was in a bad relationship, yeah?
Mm. Yeah.
I'm trying to talk about this delicately.
Yeah.
So, I knew someone who was in a bad relationship. The man was really bad. The woman ended up moving out for various reasons, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the man, who wasn't paying no rent, wasn't contributing to the house, was making life really difficult for her in loads of different areas, was still in the house.
Right.
And she's moved not out. And she's not in the house. She's staying with friends. She's back at the parents, whatever, yeah? And people tried to convince her to just shut everything off in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now.
Were there any kids in the house?
No. That's what I'm saying. It's getting a bit techie. Because the spiteful side of me would be like, everything's locked off.
Yeah.
Or like when you're asleep, man's just taking your PlayStation controller.
Work
with the HDMI cable.
Hey, or like, yeah, something like that where you're so close, you can actually turn your PlayStation on.
Oh,
you control in your hands.
You can't see it. Yeah.
You can't see it. That's warfare.
You know what I mean? Or like. Take the button out of the TV and of the remote, so you can't change the source.
Were they rented or? I don't know if that baits them up.
I don't know.
No, so I think if you're renting, then it's like fuck it, tenancy is gonna end at a certain point.
If it's
actually your house, your bike is your ball. Get out.
I don't know how you. Yeah. You got to have a stern conversation with your partner, and if they're not pulling their weight, you can have a difficult conversation. What I will say is that, you know, my kid's mum is, she's a soldier. She's a soldier.
Well, does she cover all the housework?
She's super mum. Yeah.
Elaborate.
Give her flowers. Like, look, my input as a dad, as a partner, like, I'll do some things, like, don't get me wrong. Like, well, he's moved on from that kind of stuff now, but like the bottles and stuff in the morning, I'd prep and I'd do bedtime and stuff like that. And when I'm not gigging and whatnot, I do bath time. Like you're saying, these MB moments, yeah? But, bro, like, she does the washing up, the clothes washing, the housework, the picks the older one up from school, goes to all. Like, I signed up my stepdaughter for football. On a Saturday, and I was like, yeah, you're going to join a club, you need a club, like you need something to do on these weekends, you're going football, right? And if you really don't like it, then at least you've tried it and we'll find something else, right? And I was like, yeah, cool, Saturday mornings, boom, that's it, cool, wicked, boom. I went to the first one, looked at my calendar, I'm away for the next four Saturdays. So mum just stepped up and they've been going every week, you know what I mean? Even when that was meant to be my thing, and yeah, so like, I'm very fortunate. And I still get the time to do my creative stuff.
When did she get her time off?
Yeah, fam.
So she doesn't.
Do you know what it? Do you know what it is? Yeah. Do you know what it is? And we're trying. We're definitely trying. I don't think she actually wants time off from. And let me land. Yeah. She doesn't want. I don't think she wants time off from the house or the kids necessarily. I think she enjoys when I get back from this thing. It's called work. I think she enjoys when I get back from there, and then like especially with our son, because he's still dependent on us to a certain degree. Where my stepdaughter, she can do what she, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And when I've just got him, and she has that time to just be on the sofa and just fucking not worrying about nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I think, and I need to do better. There's a lot of things I need to do better at. You know what I mean? But she wants more time for us. So like what you guys do.
Well, like as in you two or you?
Us two.
So dates and stuff.
Yeah. So another area where we're quite fortunate is that my mum has our son one day, and her mum one of his godparents alternate with the mum. On a Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
So
she goes
back to work 2 days a week now. So she's kind of got that detachment from
adult
that
conversation happening.
Yeah, yeah. A bit more routine, not just being in the house or going to the same group or the same. But when her mum comes down, she comes down from like the Sunday.
Mm.
So the other day we went and played pool, and we've been talking about playing pool since this boy was born.
Yeah.
And we finally went and done it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it was nice. So yeah, I think in that aspect, I don't think she wants time away by herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas I think I'm much more of that person. Like when I go away to gig, like I, not in a rude way, but I enjoy the time alone.
But I go
home and I'm like, I can't wait to get home.
But at least you acknowledge it as time alone, because that's what was the issue in our house was I never took the positives of it. So even like I would leave and she'd be like, well, at least you get to have time to yourself. I'm like, I'm on the train commuting to work. That's not time to yourself. Because no, but you get to watch like something on your phone, or you can like listen to a podcast or da-da-da. And I thought, I suppose I am doing that. And then it's like, she goes, I don't get to do that like at all through the day.
Mm.
So I'm just like, I guess so. So then, it's all those times. So when I've got like a long gig, I'm like, I've got like a 3-hour drive. But now in my head, I'm like, I'm saving up these podcasts. So that's for my 3-hour drive. So it's like, and I'll make it a thing of enjoying time on my own. Similar for you. Like, so now I'm recharged my batteries for when I get home. It's like, I'm home. And it's a similar thing.
I'm not excited on a general day, but when you spend a stretch of time away, far away, you're like, I want to get back. I want to get back. Like, I've made it a thing now where I don't look at pictures when I'm away.
Right.
Because I'm just going to... I'm like, I miss these guys, man.
Yeah.
I miss these guys that jar me so much. I miss them, bruv. You know what I mean? Like, and then, just racing to get home.
Yeah.
Racing to get home, man. But so for this person...
What advice we got for them?
I guess you just got to understand the dynamics of your relationship. Yeah. I'm very, very fortunate. I don't want to lean on this like too much as of a crutch, but my friend's a counselor. Remember the brother that was at the christening with the nails?
Yeah.
Well, the on the motorbike, yeah?
Yeah. He's a counselor, and we met up one time for a beer, and... he was saying, you never had an image of what this kind of dynamic looks like.
Right.
So he was like, so you've gone into this dynamic and you're still looking at it like almost like a single parent household, where it's like, my mum could just be like, this is what we're doing. This is the rules. This is how it works. and there was no one else to go, I don't agree with that. Or yeah, let's do that. Or I'll do this or I'll do that.
That's insightful, man. Because I think about it, Naomi's single parent household. My dad died when I was like 8.
Yeah.
So similar field, just yeah, just one parent, just crack it on. So I don't really know what a second parent does.
Yeah. I never saw compromise. I never, in years, saw compromise. Mm. I never saw two adults disagree but meet in the middle somewhere. So when I'm in the house, I'm like, I'm obviously bringing my values from upbringing and being like, in my head, I'm like, well, this is the way it should fucking be because that's all I know, isn't it?
Yeah.
But she's got her values and being like, well, I think we should do... And I've never seen two people just be like, well, let's meet here. You know, so...
Do you find it hard? Because obviously you go to... Obviously, as you made a point, you go to work during the day and then you gig on the weekend. Yes. And then when you do these things, you're out of the house for a period of time. Do you find it hard to now come and start stamping your authority when you're absent for most of the time?
So can I jump into that one?
Yeah, go on.
Because with me, it's like... it's that in the sense of, I think of... And Naomi's going to hear this, not going to hear anything new. I'm like, you're like parented director in the business. You do all the direct... You know how parenting goes. Yeah. And I'm a parented assistant. I'm a junior parent. And I'm in and out of the house. So when I come back, I'm just like, well, tell me what you want me to do with it. I'm new to the job.
Yeah.
She's got the same amount of experience as I have. But in my mind, I'm like, no, you're the mum, innit? So you know how to parent.
Well, even on the flip side of that.
I like.
On the flip side of that, obviously, my partner, she had a daughter already. Yeah. So, like, I find myself, like, I'm learning, this last year, I've learned a lot about myself.
Yeah.
My flaws, and some of them I've accepted and been like, that's just me, I'm not embarrassed about who I am. But, and some of them I'm like, I used to do a bit better there. And one of them is getting, like proper irate at stupidness. So like she'll say something, she'll ask my opinion on something to do with one of the kids, and especially if it's to do with a baby, like she's like say like he's not feeling well, it's like, shall we give him some cowpaw? And I'm like, nah, you've actually done this before, like make the call, bruv. You're Pep right now.
Is she asking you to know?
Guardiola. She's like, what do you think we should do? And I'm
she
like,
she wants to know what Arteta thinks.
I've got zero Premier League apps, cuz.
You're her Arteta, man. You're the understudy.
I've got zero Premier League apps, cuz.
Yeah, and it's a weird... because it's a bad as well. Because sometimes with me, right?
I'm Rory the Lap, cuz.
It's just set piece coach. That's all it is.
I'm not a goalkeeping coach.
Very specialist set.
I don't even eat at the same table as the coaches. I'm still over here with the goalkeepers.
Yeah, but that will happen sometimes. It'll be like, Naomi, just go ahead and make parent decision, parent decision, parent decision, parent decision. And then I'm like, yeah, she's cool, she's calm. And then it'll just be like, one day, like, top will blow. It'll be like, well, I'm just doing everything on my own. Like, I have to make all these decisions on my own. It's just the mental load, blah, blah, blah. Having to think about this, blah, blah, blah. You know, I just feel like I'm a single parent sometimes. I'm like, oh, okay, well. What do you want me to do? And she's like, no, that's your...
Yeah, exactly. Again,
you're
exactly.
Making me think of it.
Project so like, man, you're making a project manager.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, cool. And then, so sometimes like, I'll be proactive. So then we're just, something's happening to the kids. I go, oh, I think we should do this. And then she's like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, it's just like, what? I thought you could do this because that suggestion is based on absolutely nothing. I'm like, all right, well, that was my contribution.
Do you guys have like set things then in the house? Like obviously with parenting is one thing she kind of got that and then you kind of latch on. But in the house, like housework, do you guys have a set thing like laundry's your thing, washing up's her thing, whatever it is?
So it's a thing of, washing up is generally me.
Yeah.
And I tend to say to her, look, just leave it. Just leave it if I come home. But it's one of those ones that obviously if it's one of those days where it's full day at work, then I've had to just hop in the car and get up to flipping, butt fuck nowhere in the Midlands.
Yeah.
At the Ha Ha Club.
Beginning of the Ha Ha Club.
The Ha Ha Club.
I'm not past there yet.
In butt fuck nowhere.
Butt fuck, yeah.
They don't book me, they don't like my material.
And then you come back and like you're looking at, you're putting your sat nav and it's half past midnight, you're going to get back. And it's like, ah, damn.
Life of a comic.
Those ones, it's a coin toss. I'm not mad either way. It's a coin toss. When I open that front door, it's like, is there going to be plates in the sink? Is there going to be plates in the sink? And then sometimes, like, the kitchen is, like, spotless. I'm just like, oh, what a legend.
Yeah.
The other times, it's just like, I see it, I'm just like, fuck. I mean, fair enough, but fuck. Because now it's like, I ain't going to sleep till half one. Because
Is there a rule in your house that no plates? Like, I know everyone's different, but people have, like, no dirty plates overnight.
What the issue is, it's not overnight. It's, say, the weekend, I might think, but I'm going to get up anyway, so it's fine. But what happens is our routine is in the morning. She kind of battles with Zavi throughout the night.
Yeah.
And I sleep. But then as soon as Zadie wakes up, it's me. I get Zadie ready in the morning and stuff. And then even if she's not going nursery, I get her ready. Then I get her some breakfast. Then I jump in the shower and then I get myself ready for work. So because of that, if I don't wash up the stuff the night before, it's not getting washed up in the morning. And then that's me. She has to start her day. I'm like, let me just plug a headphone in and just start washing up. And just
You're better than me. Yeah. About a headphone. I just got Joe Rogan bumping just at the speakers. Like,
attached Bluetooth goes into the speaker in the bedroom. Just
bumping, bro. I don't know. We don't have set like responsibilities.
Yeah,
it might be a good idea to take back. Listen, she's an avid listener now. Yeah, so she's hearing this. Like,
oh, bang bang.
Yeah. So like, I thought she locked off after that one time when I was talking mad. No, but she listens all the time now. But anyway, but there's a few things like that I've taken. I'd say I've taken on when I'm available. It's like the life we live is so like sporadic sometimes. It's quite hard to have a routine.
Yeah.
Because like you could even say like dishes are my thing. Yeah. But if you're doing three weekend, you're gone. That's not your thing.
Dishes
for
have
three
to
days.
Be. Yeah. Have to be clean. You can't come back 3 days.
You can't come back to 3 days worth of plates.
Oh. Yes. Well.
She's eating off paper plates. Like, what's waiting for you to come back and wash up these dishes, man.
Yeah.
We ain't been eating nothing but Lunchables since you. Bring your own food, bro. But things like, so when I'm there, you know, like bath times, I love doing bath times.
Mm.
Bedtime's my thing.
Yeah, so.
And so obviously I work in a school, innit? So I get school holidays off. And when I'm off and I'm home, then I'm up with a boy.
And let me big up Kazim. There's been a few times where we've been trying to talk about the pod, and then Kazim goes, "All right, it's holidays. I'm actually off.
Yeah,
day." So it's just like, I'm not going to respond to anything, guys, because I'm actually off. I was like, "Nah, I respect that."
Because she even said, like, even when you're here, you're not here, because you might be editing or even just looking at you. I know you're thinking about something. You're thinking about a joke. You're thinking.
Hold on. Okay, big pause.
Here we go.
That means when you're on half term and you're going on WhatsApp, you're telling everyone, you know, I'm unavailable. Hey, anyway, you guys don't know Afrobeats like that. But anyway, when you say you're unavailable, that's you being a stay-at-home father.
I dispute that.
Why do you dispute that?
Because I feel like, and this is my personal opinion, we can put it out there to the listeners.
Yeah.
I feel like when you're called a stay-at-home mum, dad, wife, husband, whatever it is, yeah, that means the other entity to this relationship is not present.
Typically.
Yeah.
Typically. Yeah. Well, you can both be stay-at-home parents.
That's called being unemployed.
Well, you know, I'm not gonna put that on LinkedIn. That's for sure. I'll put stay at home.
Yeah. But like, I feel like when you say I'm a stay at home, whatever, that usually implies that the other person is out of the house.
Yeah. By implication.
And
we both
work in education, so we both have the holidays off. So,
but you get an obviously she's there with you during that half time, of course, because she's off as well. But you get an insight into it. Pardon.
You, like, again, I feel like, you know, just reflection section, don't know. I'm in a very fortunate position where, like, I know we joked about a couple of episodes, like if you made it, and people are like, we, and I was like, we, you didn't tell.
Yeah.
But like Conor McGregor, love him or hate him, he made a comment of being like, when he had nothing, his girl was doing everything, bloody, bloody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now she just flies around the world and collects checks.
Yeah.
I feel like if this thing was to work out, which I hope it does, like, it's a similar situation, because I'm in a, like, so even when I'm off on half terms and stuff like that, or 6 weeks holidays, she knows, like, maybe Tuesday and Thursday, I'm gone. I'm going to go make some sketches. I'm going to go to a coffee shop and not listen to no one, and I'm writing. I might, you know, I might be doing this, I might be doing that.
So use your creative space.
Even in those moments, she's still like, go and be you. And I think she even feels like, you know, like, I don't know if it was the same for you guys, but during, like, the maternity, like, I took a whole month off from stand-up, and she was like, you need to just fucking go back out there, like, because that's what you do.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You can almost see that someone's, like, itching and, like...
Yeah.
Like, not that you don't want to be there, but there's something... There's a part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, she's very understanding of that. I'm not going to say this is the reason, but when I first met her, I said, look, this is my lifestyle, and this is, like... So make a decision now.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Do you think... Do you get any stick from her? Obviously, I know earlier in the pod, you were like, oh, you know, like, you work full-time, you're spending the evenings away. Do you get any sort of... stick from her or any sort of aggro?
No, I got. I knew she was upset one time because it was when things started to get really busy. In comparison to what I was doing,
yeah.
And I started to, like, work the clubs and stuff like that.
Mm.
And I just completely forgot. I just didn't even realize I'd booked a gig. I'd accepted a gig on my birthday.
On your own birthday?
Yeah. In Birmingham, mm. My first gig as a dad. And by the time I realized it was too late to pull it, so I was in Birmingham for the weekend of my birthday. But it was like, I didn't even know. You know what I mean? But
did the hotel staff get you anything?
No, but shout out Glee Birmingham. They done up the green room, and they got, like, put happy birthday cuisine.
How did they know? Do you think your agent told them?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. But, like, all the Glees are great.
Yeah.
Side note, but me and Glee Brum, we have special relationship, man. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we DM each other and stuff.
Shout out Glee Brum every time.
Nah, it's much love up there. But anyway, so I don't really get stick. Like, there might be things that, like, just throwaway comments that you know, that are just made to, like, stick in your head a bit, like, well, you got a lot of weekends away this month, or
yeah.
I feel like my wife sets me up for a trap.
When
you're in this week, and then I have to itemize the days I'm out in the week, I'm like, Thursday I've got this, and Friday I've got
that. I ignore it.
Saturday and I'm in on Tuesday.
Hey, Tuesday's a day, man. Tuesday is a day.
I straight ignore it, bro.
And she was just like, so you're up quite a lot this. I was like, yeah. This kind of thing of, I just leave the space vacant. It's just, yeah.
And what, let her say her piece? Yeah. That, do you usually get a piece, or do you usually get, okay, cool, just wanted to make sure.
No, it's just like more slow questions. Just death by a thousand cuts. There's a thing of, I have to, like, attach monetary sums to it or justify it.
Yeah, you've got
to
make sense.
No, that one's going to get that. That one's a TV opportunity. That one, they own this many clubs here.
Can I tell you something? This. I've had no any comments or anything about what's going on this week.
Yeah.
They understand.
Yeah.
They were
this,
like,
this
go
a,
and
this,
do it.
This, you're this, a team. They're very understanding about this week.
This thing might actually work out.
So
I get those comments. I just in one ear out of the other, because I'm like, if that bounces around in my head, then I'm gonna react in it. It's gonna be non-verbal.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be very apparent that I'm pissed. And
for me, it's fucked me up at gigs.
Really? So you'll be on stage thinking, fuck.
Not
man,
not on like, stage, but I'm rather like bounce into the gig, but I'm gigging, so I'm doing the thing I love. Yeah. I'm now driving, going, oh man, should I really be even going to this gig now? And I'm now like walking to the green. Like, are you right down? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine.
It's crazy, because with this game, the better it's going, the busier you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like my partner is in on the heist. if that makes sense. It's kind of like, it's a mad thing now, but it could be a great thing later.
Yeah.
But you think she just doesn't like her cut right now?
I'm not saying so it's about cut. It's just kind of like, I'm enduring this storm because I feel like, basically, she believes in me enough to be like, go and do it, because then it might, then there will be a reward at the end that benefits everyone, not just financially, but just like, you're then, like, my dream is to do this full time and be you.
Stay with father.
And be you, do the school runs and do this and that. And
hey, we may have another one, people. We may have another one, you know, serious.
But also have enough money that she's home as well. Anyway.
Look, we're a community, you know, so you can't, there's bums in our community.
Because if she's home as well, like, I'm still not going to affiliate myself with you lot.
Routed, you know. Like, I'm about to recruit you. Now you want to elevate. Skip past the mobo straight to the BT.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say there? Yeah.
Do you understand?
Do you know what? That is a big flex. When, like, Loverty, Cypher, when you see people like, I'll just say Kevin Hart because he's one of the biggest comics in the world. But when you see the fact that he, if his wife doesn't want to, I don't know what she does for work, but she doesn't have to work.
Yeah.
I don't think she does anything.
And yeah, she may just be stay home.
Or is the thing of, like, you're doing so well that it's, right, we've got a gig in Toronto.
Everyone's rolling. Yeah.
Woo!
It's half terms of the kids that are in school. Fuck.
Yeah, everyone's rolling. You're going.
That is, it's just like, imagine levels.
You got it like that where your agent's like, so book you for this. No. Book me for that 2 days later because we're taking the trip up here because the family's here with me. So we're going
to
do
but
that.
But we'll get to a point where it's like, this club want you, or this venue want you. And you're like, well, there needs to be 3 extra tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, easy. Yeah.
Or just make it.
Think of, oh, boots for this club. That date doesn't work for me, so I'm coming on this date. Yeah, okay, yeah, girl. Yeah, dude, fine. That's the date. Yeah. That's so the date you're dropping.
Oh man, we could only dream. Hey,
that's the dream for me. For this particular person here.
Yeah. Let's actually answer like their question before
you need
we duck
to.
Out.
I think what we've all
alluded
found
to.
Out today
yeah.
is that we all. Whether we knew it before we walked in here or not, is that we all quite clearly understand the dynamics of our relationships, especially now with kids.
Mm-hmm.
Whether there's parts of us or our partners that we go, well, I wish you was a bit more like that, doing a bit more here or a bit more there, or you don't need to do this so much, or whatever it may be. So this person needs to either understand what their dynamic is and work it out. Like from what I'm hearing, like we're all still working things out.
Absolutely.
You got the oldest child, but it's still very new.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of things to figure out.
Mm.
And then if what it seems like is that we're all managing to go, like, get a little bit closer to meeting our person in the middle, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And everyone being happy and content.
Absolutely.
If this person can't do that, then it's you need to
choose. Because
if you're going to do everything on your ones anyway, and there's no, you're not building towards nothing, there's no like give and take, then you might as well just be on your ones.
Yeah.
100%.
You know what I mean? Like you're saying, there's a lot of dads that sit around and they're bums. My one was that, just on his Nintendo, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, that's not, but if you're out there building something, grinding that, and then at least, like, when someone says to your partner or something, like, what are you doing? All this? But, there's a goal. We are working towards something.
Yeah.
Whether that's a business or a promotion or something, a qualification. If it's not, then my man or my girl, whoever it is, might have to skedaddle and be a bum somewhere else.
No, 100%. I agree with that. I think, you know, if they're not doing anything and you have to do it anyway, and they run up the electricity bill. Get out the house, man.
That's it.
Hey, man, British Gas, I don't know if it's even British Gas, the prices are crazy. And they're running up the gas bill during the day with their hot breath, eating Cheetos. Get out, man. Get out, filing papers. Darren, what would you do?
Yeah, similar to you guys saying, just maybe a little bit of empathy. You know, just try to understand what is it going on in their day that is stopping them from doing these things. And there's this,
they're on TikTok commenting on,
no, because that's the thing, man, because what will happen is they'll even be able to explain their day with chest.
Yeah.
So if I was to come home and there's plates and stuff, and I say to them, why are there plates? what would come back my way, I would just slowly back out the front door. But I should have asked that question. My bad. Because she will have an explanation that will go, oh, fuck, the day's been mad. But if the day hasn't been bad, same way that when you've been asked what you're doing,
yeah,
and you really don't have an answer, and you start, well, you know, you're just stumbling. They'll know themselves, like, no, nah, I need to fix up here and stuff. So they just ask them, what is stopping you? And then if they've got a lot going on, it's like, oh, would it help if I do this? Because then once you've made that concession of, all right, if I do this in the morning, do that, and things are still shit, it's like, all right, now you're really not pulling your weight.
Absolutely.
We discussed this. I've taken on more. You still can't do what you said you may be doing. So, well for you.
Well, for you. Because it's project management, the house, there's house stuff that needs doing. The kids need looking after. You need to bring money into the house.
Yeah.
People got goals they want to achieve. And if you are not contributing to any of that,
yeah,
you got to get the fuck out. Leave. Running up the bill. We don't want you. Don't want you. Pull your weight, man. Pull your weight, man. Don't be no fucking sperm or egg donor. We don't know what you donated, but be more than a donor. Contribute to the fucking household. Anyway, that's been another episode of them late nights and them wet wipes. I've been one of your co-hosts. I've been a stay-at-home father, Mike Okadiri. To the left has been...
Yeah, it's Kazeem Jamal. You already know who it is, man. If you don't see me here, you'll see me at work.
Hey! PayYE!
Yeah, that stuff, yeah. Pay slips and all that, you get me, yeah? Don't know, yeah? Commutes, stuff like that, you know what I mean? I wish I could work from home.
Okay.
AKA Thomas Skengley, AKA big up the Peaky Bumber Class, AKA Dunno's Big Small Heath, yeah?
Yeah, man. Darren Griffin. Shout out to all the shooters and commuters. Two jobs!
Free, because
parents a job.
Hey, man, bigger than stay at home father community, man. We're a disenfranchised community, man. Shout out you bums as well, man. Stay on your grind, man. Get your money up. Get your funny up. Anyway, peace.